Warning, this podcast may cause uncontrollable laughter, side-eye stares, and questionable life choices. You're listening to The Big Party Show with Big Party and Molly.
All right, welcome to The Big Party Show podcast. All right, anyone where you get your podcast, we need you to like it, rate it, review, write a nice little review. Or you can write a mean one, but just make sure you give good stars. Write a mean one. Have fun with it. Write something snarky, but make sure you just give us 5 stars. We have nothing but 5 stars, so I don't want you guys to tamper with that little magic, people.
Right.
You know, so yeah, go ahead and make sure you do that and tell everybody, of course. And then we have bigpartyshow.com powered by Blythe Wood Creative. We've got gear there and also your chance to win Omaha Whiskey Fest tickets, VIP tickets at that. It's October 4th. All right. And get to all the details right there in the contest page. But we're going to give you a keyword here in a little bit. And then you're just going to enter that word on the contest page again at bigpartyshow.com. We're excited to give away tickets. We're going to have Zach on also, Zach from Brickway and Lucky Bucket and Omaha Whiskey Fest. We'll have him on here shortly and chat a little bit. I got something new yesterday.
What'd you get?
I got jorts. Oh, come on. Stop it. Grandma.
Have you worn them?
Yes, I've worn them. You can't see them very well, but yeah, I've worn them. Yeah. And I'll tell you what, they're different. They're different.
Well, you don't usually wear things with buttons and zippers, so there's that.
No, I don't. I don't like jeans. I don't like jeans because my thighs are bigger than my it just doesn't fit well. I don't like the tightness. And sweet Wylene even said that as well. But I went to we went thrift shopping. She wanted to go to some thrift stores, right? And I was like, I'll go with you. She goes, you're just going to hate it and complain. I'm like, I'd never complain, one. And two, I'm not going to hate it, right?
She's so like, you complain all the time. You're complaining right now about the fact that you don't complain.
Well, anyway. So we went to a bunch of thrift stores. And the very first thrift store we went to, it was Goodwill. I went right over to the shorts and I was jokingly going, I'm going to see if they have any jorts, because there's different types of jorts. I noticed.
Yes.
These are cut off Levi one, more stylish, I guess, versus the other ones, which I imagine Peter wore.
Yeah, the tailored ones. Those are not.
These are jorts.
These look like cutoffs.
They're cut off jorts. They're terrible. Jorts. That's what Kelsey brother wore to the Husker game too. He was wearing cut off jorts.
Of him, and you were like, he looks ridiculous. Why is he trying?
That's because he was wearing weird boots and his socks pulled up. I mean, he looked like a dad. I put him on. My only problem is, I don't know if it's a booty thing. I don't know, but I need to wear a belt. I don't wear belts. So
belts with cut off jorts. The whole look is
awesome. Is 100% awesome.
Wylene approved this purchase. She was like, okay with this whole look.
Control my money, Molly. It's a Goodwill purchase. It was $5.
It's not about the money.
$5.
I don't care how much they were. I don't care if they paid you for it. My point is, she authorized this purchase in the sense of, like, she was okay with the whole fashion aesthetic of this.
No. Why would she be?
I can't imagine. Yeah. Like, I can't imagine her being like, those are a good look. You should totally get those. Yeah. I don't care that they're $5. Just have some common sense.
Well, no. I mean, it's $5, $5. So then I came to the idea, because there's a lot of – I haven't been to the Goodwill in a long time. Do you ever go to the Goodwill?
Yeah.
Okay. All right. So much clothes. And we donate a lot of clothes.
Yeah.
And it's funny. We're going to Thrift World, where we donate a bunch of clothes anyway. And I was expecting to see some of our stuff in there.
You're like, I'm buying it back.
I gave it to you for free and I'm buying it back. But then I'm like, all right, if these jorts work out, I'll just go there and buy a bunch of pairs of jeans and turn them all into jorts. Big party gear. Jorts. They're comfortable, and I don't know how to describe them right now. But I know
just terrible.
Well, then I texted you about Peter's waist size, and you don't even know, because I was there. I could have got it. There was a white pair, But they're a little bit too small for me. So I figured Peter could wear some white jorts. And they had some tears in them, so they had some style a little bit. So,
yeah, no, I have no idea.
Really? And that's interesting.
Given the fact that you were going to weaponize that information to enable him with jorts, I mean, even if I did know, I would be like, I don't know. I would have lied and said I didn't know. Because I had a feeling that you were fishing for some intel so you could.
I figured I was already there. If I run into a pair, I'll do some solid, you know, bro stuff. And but I don't know how bro that is, buying buddy some jorts.
Hey, buddy, I bought you some clothes. Like, friends don't buy other friends. I mean, women do that, but I don't know. Do guys do that?
I don't think so. Well, Manuel, my brother-in-law, for gifts. But not just for out of the reason.
Gifts I get, but like women will just, I saw this and I thought of you and I got it. Like women will do that, but I don't know if guys doing that, like, hey man, I was just shopping and I was thinking of you and I picked you up one of these. It doesn't seem like a Kaya conversation.
Just
like,
give me,
like, why were you thinking of me while you were shopping? Don't think of me.
You need to have
more
fun. I
don't like you to think about me at all.
You need to have more fun with Peter on his jorts. Just let me pick him a pair of jorts, get his size, and then see his reaction. It's a $5 purchase. Who cares? It's worth $5 to me.
No.
Believe me, a lot of other stuff I have done costs more than $5. For the show. So this is just an addition. Are you afraid that he's just going to wear them? Is that
I'm terrified you're going to wear yours. I mean, I'm embarrassed for Wyleen. I mean, I am
Molly,
so
I'm not,
sorry for Wyleen.
I'm not the only human wearing jorts. Bet you Jack Tremert, we're going to ask him. I bet he wears jorts.
Cut off.
Well, it doesn't matter. Cut off or tailored. Tailored is not my style.
Right.
You know what the tailored also had? They had like that loop on the side. Are you familiar with the loop on the side? It's basically where you would put a hammer.
Uh-huh.
Does that make sense?
Yeah, but they're not all like that. But yes.
All the ones that I was looking at.
Okay.
All the ones that were there were like that. Except for the white pair and then these Levi's right here. These probably are super expensive. At one given time, they look like, to be honest with you, they look like they've never been worn.
I'm sure somebody cut them off and their wife was like, that is going in the Goodwill pile immediately. Whoever did that to those jeans never saw them again. That wife spirited them away in the next bag of donations. And some guy's out there like, I thought I cut off a pair of jeans. She's like, I don't know what you're talking about.
These things have never
been worn.
Do not
look in that grocery bag that is headed to Thrift World.
God, I hate donating clothes. I'm not going to lie. It's really hard to donate a bunch of clothes. Wyleen likes to donate bags every year. And I'm like, again, every time, I'm like, I will just do a garage sale. Why don't I just, you're petite. Your clothes is hard to find. Your clothes isn't garbage. But just to give them away so someone else can sell them and make money off of it, it's just, but she refuses the garage sale.
I don't blame her. She's like, no.
Why? What is wrong with you, George? Now you don't like garage sales.
I like garage sales, but they're a lot of work.
That's what she's saying, but I don't understand how they're a lot of work. All I have to do is put like a tag on it, right? And just price them out.
You got to price everything. You got to clean out the garage. You got to get everything ready. You got to sit there all day long and have people wander through your stuff. It's a very invasive. So there's a big neighborhood garage sale that they have in May.
All right.
And it's huge. And people come from all over to come to this. And we did it 1 year. And it was exhausting. By the end of the day, I was like, I hate people.
Do people try to barter?
Yes.
That's even more disgusting.
It's already a dollar. They're like, I'll give you 50 cents. You're like, you're the worst.
Really?
Well, yeah, people just love it. They think it's some sort of, I mean, and it is, it's a garage sale. So usually there can be a little bit of haggling, But yeah. You can just tell that they're in it for the haggle. Like, they're not, like, they don't, like, they'll spend a dollar on it, but it's just the sport of being like, maybe I can get it for less.
There you go. It's funny because I have gear. I have stuff I need to do something with.
What do you, well, like, what kind of gear?
It's all old radio station stuff.
Okay.
From the last joint, the last adventure. So basically, it's behind me. I emptied out my closet, but it's behind me, and that stuff is being used as a blanket and a like a pillow for the dogs to lay on.
The stuff from the old job? What is it?
It's all my shirts. It's all my.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, all
like,
my
I
gear.
I thought it was like gear, like as in like radio equipment.
No, no, like... I'm using that. And that's mine, by the way. No, I'm talking about merch. I guess
yes.
You would.
Yeah. Okay.
I'd like to, I should just donate it and see who's going to be wearing that stuff around. I
or
guess.
You shred
I can shred it. Believe me, I thought of doing all of that fun stuff.
You're like, shred it, throw it away. I mean, do you really want to give it so somebody else can wear it?
Well, I don't care. It's needs to be, what do you call it when you put that, smoke stuff on stuff to get rid of the bad juju?
Oh, yeah. Sage it.
Yeah. It needs to be washed in sage is what it needs.
Well, you'll never wear it again.
I'll never wear it again. No.
And so you don't want to pass on that bad juju to somebody else.
Okay. All right. I'll just send it back to them. See what's up wearing it.
Here's your stuff. Bye. It's like a breakup. Hey, you left a couple things at the apartment.
Yeah.
Here's your stuff. And they're like, you can just keep it. You're like, I don't want it. It's this or the garbage can.
Anyway, I just don't think it's like I keep telling Wylene back to garage sale that all I'd have to do is I got some time during the day that I could just tick away at it. And for the whole year, just have a garage. Yeah. Just put tags on it. Like I would just do how did you do it with the large one? Did you have that colored stickers or something?
Yeah,
or?
We had stickers. I mean, they're still around here somewhere. I mean, seriously. And it was like a whole, it's like a whole thing. And then at the end, you're like, well, I don't want to put all this stuff back in my house. So then you're like, well, I'm donating it anyway. You're like, why didn't I just cut out the middleman? I should have just donated this. Like, why did I spend an entire day in order to make $100?
Oh, that's all you made?
I guess that's maybe like $200 or something like that. Cause we sold strollers. I mean, those were like high ticket items.
Okay.
But I mean, all the rest of it, you're like, just get it out of here. Like I spent all this time and energy getting it out of my house that it's not coming back in.
Okay.
You know what I mean? So yeah. Then you're just loading up the back of the car and you're like, I guess next stop is Goodwill, which should have been the first stop. Yes. Before I dealt with all of these weird people all day.
Yeah, I guess I never really threw in the fact of the weird people everywhere.
Oh,
you yes. know,
they're not okay. all weird. I mean, there's people like you and me that show up that are not weird and willing to like not haggle.
I can't believe people haggle and grudge. Oh. I guess it's not set price like a
yeah,
like a
it
score.
Is. Set. There's a thing that says okay. this like. Hey, books are a dollar or whatever. Books are 50 cents. And they're like, how about 10 for 50 cents? You're like, what is wrong with you? I mean, my God. Like it really. And you can just tell the people that are just doing it to do it. Like, it's not like, oh, I'm just pained. Separating myself from these two quarters. Like, it's not as if you're not dealing with somebody who's like parting with large sums of money.
Okay.
I mean, they're opening up their purse and you can see the dollar bills in there and they're like, I need change.
Yes. Okay.
That's the other thing is that the best part is that they'll haggle you down and then they're like, all I have is a 20.
All right.
I don't have change for a 20, you jackass.
We got Zach right here. Zach Treamer of Brickway and also, sorry, Lucky Bucket. Zach, you there? How you doing, buddy? There we go. Right here. There we go.
There he is.
Hey, Zach, how you doing?
Fine. I'm on my phone. I couldn't get my computer to work. So.
Hey, not a problem. Not a problem. You look good.
Hey, bud.
Hey, we're talking.
Good to see you.
Good to see you, man. Hey, we're talking about, first of all, do you wear jorts?
No, I do not.
Okay. Molly said you were a jort guy.
I did not. He's trying to justify. He bought, get a load of this.
Less.
Cut off jorts.
Well, I did. I mean, it's the new thing.
They're cut offs. And I was like, oh, what are you? I know. That, I'm like, that's poor Wylene.
That's what my dad would wear.
Yeah, okay. When he's mowing the lawn.
Yeah.
Well, I guess I'm going to be wearing a mowing the lawn then.
Yeah.
I thought jorts were coming back, and I think they are. And so I went to the Goodwill with the sweet Wylene. And ended up, I felt like, and I even said this to her, I said, it was the right thing to choose. And that's going to the Goodwill with you, because these jorts were obviously calling me. Boom.
I mean, I know we're in an interesting lunar cycle right now, but I don't think this was one of the things that they said to accept in and get rid of. Oh, I think this okay. was like, you need to purge this.
Okay, well,
Zach. I don't wear shorts often. When I do, I wear jorts.
He never even wears pants with buttons and zippers. And the one time he's going to is those.
Yeah. Those are good stuff. All right, let's talk Omaha Whiskey Fest. By the way, we have a pair of VIP tickets. It's Whiskey Wednesday. We're going to give you a chance to pick those up. We're going to give you a keyword. You just got to hit up our website, bigpartyshow.com, contest page, and enter it. And maybe you'll win. Zach, tell us what's going on at the Omaha Whiskey Fest. How many different vendors are you going to have there this year?
I mean, first off, this is our fifth year.
Yeah.
So this is a big deal. So yes. We're trying to put on a really big show for year five of Omaha Whiskey Fest. It's downtown at the Hilton, downtown Omaha.
Nice. So how many different types? Do you have a number of how many different types of whiskeys you're going to have there, or is it unlimited?
Well, we've got... somewhere between 55 and 60 vendors, similar to the past. And each whiskey vendor will bring, you know, 5+ whiskeys. Wow. So do the math. No one human could drink all of this whiskey. It's like, it's so much.
Challenge accepted.
Yeah. So, yes, you must be selective on what you choose.
Okay. So what different types of areas you're going to have? I saw that there's going to be a Havana Garage. There's going to be a Brickway, right? How does that work?
Yeah, so the Havana Garage Cigar Lounge is on the outdoor patio on the main level, north side of the Hilton. Everybody who buys a ticket can go down to the lounge and get a cigar. Everybody gets one cigar. You can smoke them down there out on the patio, and they'll be making cocktails with our signature sponsor, Crown Royal.
Okay, very nice.
There's a VIP room if you buy one of the VIP tickets, which they're going fast. There aren't too many left. Brickway's putting on a VIP lounge where we're actually mixing up half a dozen different cocktails. And there's actually extra food in there that you can't get anywhere else. So the VIP ticket not only gets you in early, gets you into the VIP lounge with signature cocktails and a little grub.
Oh, very nice.
Can you tease us a little bit about what some of the signature cocktails are, or are they a surprise?
Well, I'm working with Al Ziri, a former of Spirit World, who's one of the best cocktailists in this state. And he and I are working on that together. But clearly, he's the professional. He's doing the heavy lifting. And but I know we're going to be using Brickway Rye in one of them, Brickway American Single Malt, some Cut Spike Bourbon. So we've got we'll have some really great cocktails. Oh, and we're going to use Nebraska's first ever peated whiskey. Which is Cut Spike peated in one of those signature cocktails. So for those of people out there that like the Lafroig, Lagavulin, and those really peaty things, in fact, it's not just the first one in Nebraska. It's the first one in the Midwest ever, and it is delicious.
Wow, that's awesome. All right, good deal.
Very cool.
And you said the food that you can't get. What do you mean by that?
Oh, every year you have to have a hold up picket to get in the room. And so last year, I think we had mini cheeseburgers and all kinds of, you know, different pieces of grub you could get in there. But then, you know, everybody who buys a ticket will get a box lunch as well. And so nobody's going hungry. You know, once you're drinking whiskey, you need a little food.
Yes. Okay. Is it not common to walk around with like one of those pretzel necklaces? You know, like they do a beer fest.
Yeah, like an Oktoberfest.
Not even a little bit. This is a classier event party.
Your jorts will not be welcome. Yeah. No. He shows up with jorts and a pretzel necklace. You're like, out. Yeah. Out.
Bye. I'm wearing my jorts. Molly, do you smoke cigars ever? I think it's sexy.
Do you ever?
You don't on a regular or?
Not on the regular, no. Peter, my husband smokes cigars on the regular. Every once in a while, I'll take like a puff. It's just such a... it's a flavor
it's not
thing
for you.
For me. It's not for me. I used to like in college because that was the only way you got to hang out with the guys.
Oh, really?
Yeah, because guys would be outside smoking cigars and you're like, I don't want to hang inside with the girls. I want to go outside with the guys. So you'd have to sit there and puff on a cigar.
Oh,
I think there was a Friends episode about that. Rachel wanted to hang out with the boss and she had to start smoking cigarettes to be in the cool crowd.
Right. Like all of a sudden you're like, I can handle this. And I was a cigarette smoker. So the thing was, is it's so hard to transition to cigars because you're not supposed to inhale.
Right.
Like you're not supposed to.
Oh, I mean, see, that's my problem.
Hold it in your mouth. And so I'm like inhaling. I'm like, I'm going to be sick.
I'm the same way. So that's why I just got to warn myself, you know, when I smoke a cigar, because I smoked cigarettes for so long that I just have this weird inhaling fixation. It's almost sounded sexual, but it's I have this fixation where I got to suck it in. I don't know why.
Wear those jorts and say that. Say that to me while you're wearing those jorts.
No. All right. So what time does the Omaha Whiskey Fest start? 1 o'clock, right?
VIP ticket holders get in at 1 o'clock. And, you know, the Hilton does such a great job. They've got live music and a full bar down in the lobby. So get there, get your ticket early and hang out in the lobby. Enjoy the music. Yeah. 1 p.m., the VIP ticket holders go up the escalators, and at 2 p.m., the general admission ticket holders go up the escalators. And okay. It's fun. They get the escalators running both directions, both up at the same time. It's fun. Yeah.
Oh, really? Well, that's
cool. You don't need to get down because you ain't getting down.
I'm stuck up here with all this whiskey. Oh, no.
Oh, yeah.
Aw.
What is the VIP pour available throughout the event, it says, and that's for the VIP tickets. What is that?
Yes. Every whiskey vendor brings a signature bottle, something that's hard to get within the allocated groups that the vendors pour just for people that are wearing the VIP lanyard.
Okay.
They're literally special bottles that it's like, oh, you can't have this unless you've got something special.
Get it next year. Yeah. So we have a pair of VIP tickets. So people will give you a chance to win that in just a little bit. Jack, what else is going on? You have other thing. You're owner of Lucky Bucket. You got Brickway. Do you have you have an event coming up for Oktoberfest type deal? Coming
My goodness,
up
yes.
What's going on?
Thanks for remembering that party. Yeah, this coming Friday, September 12th, is our annual Oktoberfest. The actual circus tent is going up right now, and we're expecting about 1,000 people.
Wow.
And we're doing some cool things. I mean, we have, you know, our typical fest beer, our Oktoberfest beer, but Mitchell, our head brewer, did some barrel-aged fest beers, our typical lineup. And then this year, for the first time ever, we bottled whiskey that was made from Oktoberfest beer 4 years ago. And
really?
Really kick-ass whiskey.
God, that's pretty awesome. So when you have whiskey and stuff like that that sits in a barrel for that long, aren't you tempted to taste it? Or do you just have, you know what you're doing. You have the end process, of course.
Well, I absolutely taste it. That's pretty fun.
Yeah, as it goes.
It goes, you do.
Yeah,
okay.
As it goes, you taste it. Sure. Like, same thing with, wine. Like, they have these little things that you can, basically pull out small, because you want to make sure it's, coming along. It's not like, surprise, 4 years later, I wonder what we're going to have.
Exactly.
Well, I just learned something there.
Will this whiskey be at Whiskey Fest then as well?
I may bring it. If we don't sell out on Friday, we'll try to hold on to a bottle and bring it to Whiskey Fest. You bet.
Okay. Make it as one of your specialty. Make it one of your specialty pours for the VIPs.
Well, that, and we also just bottled Brickway's first ever 6-year, 120 proof bourbon whiskey.
God.
And whoa,
it's incredible. And actually, we only did 120 bottles, and I held some back for this event. All the board members for Omaha Whiskey Fest signed the whiskey bottle. They are both delicious and collectible.
Okay, very cool.
Very cool.
Now, can I wear my jorts and pretzel necklace to the Oktoberfest event?
Absolutely. Okay. Access granted.
Zach.
There you go.
No. I gotta support him somehow.
Yes, thank you.
You don't. Yeah. You really don't.
Yeah, we'll share all that stuff for sure. That's 1,000 people that are going to be showing up.
So where is the tent?
So it's in the back parking lot where, you know, the semis usually go. And so we make it semi-free. We've got food trucks there. We've got a vendor show of local vendors. We've got yard games. We're going to be whiskey fishing. My wife built a fishing rod with a copper shot glass on it that you get to literally drop it in with a Zebco and reel out your own shot of whiskey. And we have these really cute little shot glasses for it. I mean, we're doing all the things that no other festivals are doing. It's going to be a riot.
Okay.
That's fantastic.
Yeah, you just got to go to luckybucket.beer to buy your tickets. And for two tickets, it's $15, and everybody gets a big brick or Lucky Bucket Stein to drink beer out of and take home as a collector's item. So, you know, the ticket price is just literally buying the mug so we can all have fun together and cheers with big ass Oktoberfest mugs.
Oh my God,
it's
I was going to say.
It's funny that you mentioned the Stein, because we went to an Oktoberfest. You know, we live in Chicago. We went to an Oktoberfest when the kids were little. And, you know, you go and you hear the music and do whatever, and Peter and I could have a beer. But we used that Stein in the kids' bathtub for like the longest time to like rinse their hair.
Exactly.
And it was like one of those things, like, you're like, here we go. Oktoberfest Stein.
Using it. That. All right. Well, good deal, man. This is exciting. I love it.
And I don't know if we talked about the date for Omaha Whiskey Fest, but it is October 4th. Mm-hmm. And get your tickets at omahawhiskeyfest.com. And get them now, especially the VIP. The VIPs are almost gone. And it is such a fun party. Come celebrate year 5 with us. Drink a lot of amazing whiskey. And I can't think of, you know, what going. If the Husker game is on during that time, we will have the Husker game on at Whiskey Fest. We know Nebraskans love the game, and so we will have that on as well. So don't let the fact that this game going on keep you from coming to Nebraska's premier Whiskey Fest. That is happening one time a year this year, October 4th, Hilton Downtown, omahawhiskeyfest.com.
And like you said, this is your 5th year. It's a 5th year anniversary for that. So that's pretty sweet. All right, Zach. Well, thanks, buddy. We'll see you this weekend.
Look forward to it. Party, good to see you. Molly, good to see you.
Good to see you, too.
All right,
thanks,
Zach.
Guys.
See you,
cheers,
buddy.
Take care.
Bye. You too, man. Take care. All right, so we're going to give you the keyword right now. The keyword is Molly. You want to throw it out there?
It's Omaha.
Omaha.
Omaha, as in Omaha Whiskey Fest.
Yeah.
So what you're going to want to do is head over to our website, bigpartyshow.com. And on the contest page, you're going to go ahead and put in that keyword. And that gets you registered for the drawing that we'll do on Monday for that first pair of VIP tickets. So we've got 3 pairs coming. But this first one, Omaha, is your
Omaha.
Keyword.
Yeah, so do that. God, I've known Zach for so long. We share the same exact birthday.
That's right.
Yeah. How funny is that? I just remember meeting Zach long, long time ago. He was coming back from a competition in his early days of making, Lucky Bucket beer. Mm-hmm. And then, we've been buds ever since. So, people, don't let anything get in the way of Whiskey Fest, because like Zach said, it's only once a year, and it's an experience. So get tickets for your husband. For your dad or whoever, and make it a thing. And you're allowed to go too. If you buy tickets.
For your dad, for your husband, because the only men drink whiskey.
No, that's not.
I don't know,
Molly. How dare you?
Women.
How dare you?
It's a good gift, though.
It's a great gift.
It's like a fun. It's a fun deal. It's a fun date.
Yep.
Like, if you guys want to go or even just get a group of friends together and go and make a day of it, because then everybody can kind of try something different and see how it all pans out. It's a fun way to spend an afternoon, and it's going to be a great time. So October 4th, don't forget.
October 4th. All right, it's time for a song. Are you ready for the song?
There's a lump on my rump and the hurt is insane. I got a booty balloon that's screaming out in pain. What am I gonna do? 'Cause I think my pooper's destroyed. Oh my God, I got myself a hemorrhoid. My poop pipe's hot and puffy, feels like it needs some ice. I got a stink ring of fire and it doesn't feel nice. What am I gonna do? Cause I think my pooper's destroyed. Oh my God, I got myself a hemorrhoid.
Are you trying to tell us something? Are you okay?
No, that's what the Wileen.
Is on fire?
No.
It's okay. It happens.
I probably should have gave it some distance between Zach and the song.
Is this why you got jorts? Because you need something that's a little bit breathier? Because you got that whole problem going on?
All right. What we got, A-List? What's going on with A-List? I saw Saturday Night Live. They announced their lineup, and I was pretty bummed out about the people that are leaving. Actually.
Yeah, I mean, we don't know anything about the people that are new. I mean,
no, not yet.
Besides Ben Marshall, who we've seen on the show anyway. So I always think it's so interesting. It's like he's not really a new. I mean, he's new to the front of the house, but he's been working back of the house the whole time. The big thing is that Heidi Gardner.
I know.
Is not
I love
invited
her.
Back.
She's not invited back.
So oh yeah, no.
You don't decide.
That's
to leave.
That's how that works.
They exit you like that.
Oh yeah.
Great season. She was phenomenal last year.
No,
very
so,
funny.
This was. A cleaning house. So they all. Yeah. They and one of them was even talking about it. I think it might have been Michael Longfellow.
Okay.
Where he was talking about the fact that like he was in Utah and his agent called him. Like Lorne didn't even call him. Like
that's
somebody
terrible.
Reached out from SNL to his
agent. Longfellow's out like, also. Longfellow's mm-hmm. gone too. Okay.
Yeah. So the way it works is they make the cuts like in August or September. They've been auditioning people and you just never know if you're going to get asked back or not. So that's always the thing. It doesn't matter. But for somebody like Heidi Gardner to not be asked back, that's
I know.
Pretty That's like everyone was like, what?
Well, they have to have. I thought last season I watched every single episode. I thought every one of them were funny, except for maybe one. And you know which one I didn't care for. And that was the Lady Gaga. And that's not her fault. Whatever. I just felt like it was more of a musical. You know,
yeah, I remember you saying that. That
yeah, because every
it was like more songs
skit.
Than anything.
Yeah, every skit was her singing. And it just didn't work out for me. But I thought it was a great season. So you got Heidi out. You got Devin Walker, Emil Joaquin. He's out as well.
Yeah, that was his first season, though. He was okay. He was all right. I mean, like, I wasn't like, oh, my God, with him being gone.
Okay.
I liked Devin Walker.
Yeah, so did I.
I was mostly surprised with Heidi Gardner and Michael Longfellow. I liked them. I mean,
so did I.
He was a great straight man. But they brought in like five or six new people. We'll see. That's a lot of new. And
that
I mean,
is.
That's a big cast. It's hard to get screen time.
I guess Emil, you're right. He was kind of he's recognizable, but I don't
yeah,
think
I mean,
you can remember anything.
He wasn't like, oh my gosh, that really hit it out of the park for me.
Yeah,
yeah. So, Saturday Night Live is it's ruthless. I mean, it's not, and that's the thing is that there's a writer that she left. She's leaving like she wants to leave, but she's just talking about like a lot of them. Like I even think Devin Walker in like one of his Instagram posts was like, it's toxic.
Is like, it? I can imagine so.
Yeah.
I can imagine it being pretty brutal.
It is.
You know, when you want to get some people, I mean, you want your skit. I only know how it works from watching that movie, Saturday Night Live movie.
Oh, really?
Yeah. I mean, I know it doesn't give you everything, but it
right.
gave me enough to kind of know how it works.
No, it's brutal.
They cut you like that. I thought after 8 years, I thought Heidi was walking. I thought she was walking. Oh, man. Well, I hope they have
that was
good.
That was a let me show you the door. Britney Spears.
Ew.
Apparently, everybody's kind of worried about her. We saw the video a couple weeks ago where she was dancing in her foyer and everybody's like, her house is a mess behind her. But she was sort of like, hey, I'm getting into clean mode. But apparently, she didn't clean.
Yeah,
and her house is a mess. And she's got dogs as pets and they're pooping all over the place and it doesn't sound like she's too particular about picking it up.
Yeah, they said there was poop smeared all over the walls.
Gross.
What is that? Oh. I didn't look it up. I was like, I'll leave it at that. Because the other, because I was in USA Today, there, I think it was, but anyway, they're talking about the other stuff that, because she had just put out a video, she went on a date, and she ended up going to the restroom and doing a dance striptease video in the restroom. It's like, God.
How do you ask Britney Spears out?
I don't know.
It doesn't seem like she ever leaves her house. So it's like, how is she even coming across people in the wild?
But if you do go on a date with her, how would that be?
I think you'd have to be really patient. I think she's all over the place.
I'm just kind of
along for the ride and just wanted to see where the evening took you. The thing that I am worried about is that people were talking to the Daily Mail, you know, anonymously, but according to Daily Mail, there are people close to her that they're worried that she's having an episode right now.
Yeah.
Like a mental health episode. And so they're really worried on account of the fact that, like, she's acting erratically on account of the fact that she's got this disorder.
Okay.
And yeah, she's not managing it. So, you know, this is sort of the flame out, which, you know, that gives a whole new perspective to when you're watching these things. And if you really are watching somebody who's having like mental health issues,
yeah, we're all watching
cruel
it
to be like, oh, wow, your house is a mess. She's like, yeah. I'm like, yeah, I got out of bed today.
Yeah.
Like, it was like, true. I got dressed. That was a big day for me. I ate.
You're I like, wonder. I mean, all right. So when you, if you, cause I follow her on Instagram. I had to silence it or whatever for like 30 days. Cause it's just, it is sad to watch. Cause you don't really understand what's going on that end. It's just weird. But then when you look at how many people like, I mean, it's like 300,000 people liking it. I wonder if that kind of encourages her to be doing what she's doing. Cause there's gotta be a reason why she's putting this unedited, continuous clips put together of her spinning around. They want them to get rid of her knives. Gosh, yeah.
I mean, she's been in the public spotlight her whole life. I mean, she's a child star that then went on to superstardom. I mean, she started off Mickey Mouse Club and all that kind of stuff. I don't think she knows how in any other way to communicate with fans, you know, so 300,000 likes, she's like, great, people are like still out there.
Yeah. Do you think
Zoe Kravitz and Harry Styles, more dating evidence for them? They were spotted out having dinner this weekend in New York City with friends, so they've obviously gotten to the point where they're like introducing each other to each other's groups, because they were spotted in Rome for the first time like about a month ago. And then they were seen in Brooklyn about a week ago, holding hands and laughing. Ha 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 ha. So I think that this is the latest Harry Styles and Zoe Kravitz. I think they're cute.
How old is Harry Styles?
He's like 31 or something. She's like 36.
Right. Yeah, she's 36 years old. Okay. I think Harry seems like a cool dude. So
yeah, I definitely think so. She seems really cool too. So there you go.
I saw her new album. Doesn't it come out it comes out on October 4th, doesn't it?
Mm-hmm.
Target is bringing back their midnight
or October
sale.
3rd, maybe.
Midnight
they
sale.
Are?
Yes, they're bringing it back just for this, I'm assuming.
Well, yeah.
It's jump on board, right?
God, that's cool, though. Like, the lining up. I mean, I love the fact that that could still be an event. You know, now in the age of digital downloads, it's cool that there's something that brings people together and they show up somewhere to get a physical copy.
Yeah, that's old school. Yeah. October 3rd it is. I like that. So October 3rd it comes out. So, yeah, at midnight you'll be able to hit Target. That was the whole thing.
Like, you wait.
We used to go sit at Homer's here locally and then just wait in line for that album or CD to come out. And now she's having that album release on the 3rd. The Life of a Showgirl?
Yes.
Are you going to get it? What are you going to do?
I'm not going to buy it. Not really. I mean, I'll download it, but I won't I'm not going to be waiting in line at midnight to buy it. I'm not getting in the way of that. I mean, it doesn't mean that much to me. Like, I'll want to listen to it, but it's not like I don't even have a record player. Like, how would I even play it?
You don't have a record player? I even have a record player.
You do?
Yeah.
Does it work?
Yes, it works fine.
What albums do you have?
Oh, geez, I don't know. I decided on a whim a couple years ago because we do have a record player. I want to say that Wylene's mom, I could be making this up, but I want to say that Wylene's mom has, she had a record made.
Like, I think it was like at a mall. Like Six Flags, like where I remember at Six Flags or like the mall where you could go in and be like, you can get a record recording of your singing.
Yeah, because her mom and dad are musically inclined. Her dad plays the guitar and she plays the piano or the organ of some sort. I want to say that album is sitting on that record player. That's how old that record player is. Not that they're old. Let me back up.
You're really getting in the weeds on this. You're like, they're so old. This is a Victrola. You're like,
not a Victrola. Not a Victrola.
When's the last time you used the record player?
It probably was within the last year. I was at Walmart and I'm walking in the music section, you know, mm-hmm. and I noticed that Walmart had a record section, a small one.
Yes.
And so I was like, and these are pretty cheap at that. And I'm like, I haven't heard a record song in so long on a record play because it has a different sound. Mm-hmm. So I bought a few albums.
Which ones?
I don't remember. I think one of them is Tom Petty.
Waste. You're like, they were so cheap that I don't even remember. Like $5 jorts cheap? Or
yes. Well, I played it, and what's happening is that over time with technology, mm-hmm. I found myself to be like, God, I got to start it over. I got to reset it up. You know what I mean? It's like I just lost interest after a little bit. So basically it was too much work.
You're like, my ADHD kicked in, and the high that I felt buying these albums translated to me not even be able to tell you the titles of these albums.
Absolutely. Yeah. So anyway, yeah.
Yeah. It has a warmer sound quality.
It does.
It's a warmer sound than just the digital. So there is a difference. I just think it would be weird to listen to some of this electronic music, like stuff that's like so synthesized.
Yeah.
Like, I don't know if it would make a difference to hear it on an album.
Yeah.
Like,
I'm not sure.
Like if you were listening to a real recording of somebody who's like playing guitars, playing drums, playing a piano, and not just like hitting tracks off of a computer, that it would make a difference.
Yeah, I don't know. But I'm shocked that your kids aren't into the record players yet.
No, not at all.
Do they even know what one is? Are they
familiar? My daughter had like a kid one. Remember the ones that are like the suitcase?
Uh-huh. This is what this one is. It's like a case.
Well, I have one of those. I don't consider that a record player.
It plays a record. It's got
that little speaker that comes out of the cardboard. You're like, listening to Disney books on record, where it's like, bling. When you hear Tinkerbell's chimes, turn the page. That's the stuff that we would listen to on that. We're not like listening to Pink Floyd's The Wall. I don't even know if it would fit on there.
I guess I'm misdescribing the record player.
Yeah, I'm thinking that you have like a stereo.
I'll bring it to the studio.
The fact that you can bring it to the studio means that it's not a real record player.
It is
record
totally. Like, it is 100%.
You're like, hold on a second. I'm going to close the lid and snap it shut. Yes. Grab it by the handle and bring it in here. That's not a record player.
That's a record player.
That's a child's toy.
No.
I have one upstairs I could bring down for you. Absolutely. Sure thing. I can plug it in.
It's a record player. It's got a hard case to it. It's not 100% light. It's like, it's a record player.
It's got a hard case. That's the thing. It's a suitcase.
What's the dip? Yeah, it's a suitcase. You can take it places. Okay,
I mean, do you have external speakers for it?
No, I don't even know if
not a record player. When the speakers are part of the record player, that's a toy. That's not a real record player. You've got to have actual external speakers.
Okay.
Then you've got a record player. You're acting like you have one. What? No wonder you can't remember. No wonder you can't remember the titles of the albums you bought. You probably can't even fit them on there. You're like, it doesn't fit. No wonder you were tired. It's not a real record player where when it gets to the end of the record, it picks up and goes out.
That's what it does. Down. This one does that. It does all of that. The only thing that's different about my record player, Wylene's record player, is that it has a case and you can, if you wanted to take it to a party. I mean, think about that. This is a Taylor Swift party.
That cracks me up. Hey, guys.
Well,
12 pack of beer, and who's ready to listen to some albums? That's right. Do you have a table I can put this on? And I need
it's
an outlet.
A record player.
Hold on a second. I've got a tote bag with some of my favorite albums, my favorite LPs in them.
Oh, God. All right. What's a Wylene? Here we go.
I'm 44 years old, and I've had this problem where I eat the baby powder. About 15 years now. It started off as a pregnancy craving, just the smell of it. And then it would grow on to where I'd use it like on my child, and it'd be like I'd like taste it off my hands, like the dusting of it. It'd just be like the smell. I'd be constantly smelling it and doing the tasting. And then as years have gone on, it's got worse where I'm actually just eating it now, and it's like a strange taste. It's not a horrible taste.
Yeah.
I have so many mean things to say. And I can't say a single word.
Yes, you can. You can say all mean things.
What is that? What unkind, uncharitable things to say about that video. I'm like a volcano ready to erupt. Like, I like watched that. I was like, oh, I have a lot of mean things to say.
What the Wylene is that? Oh, my God.
Wow.
How does somebody get into that? I mean, I've never, ever had a product in my life.
I still want to say mean things.
I mean, she looks like she'll eat anything. So it's like, okay.
It's not the only thing she's eating. Unless they're like a million calories.
Oh, dang.
I told you, I'm a monster right now. I'm watching this and I'm thinking, unless fat content in baby powder is like a cement mixer shake.
I know.
There's no reason.
There's no reason.
I'm 4 years old, and I've had this problem where I eat the baby powder.
The baby powder.
Years now, it started off as a pregnancy craving, just the smell of it. And then it would grow on to where I'd use it like on my child.
Okay, shut it up. I don't need to watch the whole thing again. My hands, it's
like,
too much.
Of it. It'd just seriously. Be like the smell. I'll be constantly smelling it and doing the tasting. And then.
Oh, my God.
Well, you can look at that, or you can look at this.
Yeah, Your Honor.
No!
I'm the man's man. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Yeah. Yeah. Yeah,
or you can look at this.
Stop it. No. I do not approve of this message. Right.
Okay. Okay.
I need to be able to show videos to you.
No.
Yes.
Why? Why?
Our partnership. I should be able to surprise you with my own little video treats.
Well,
you're getting way too controlling about only being the only one that can do it. And I
no. Send them to Brock, super producer Brock.
Perfect. Brock, you and me. We're fighting back. No more mayo man. No more poop word of the day. You can have that, Brock and I get our own little moments to jab in. Brock, are you with me on this?
Yes, he is. Okay.
Thank you. I feel supported and seen. Get ready for those cat videos.
Oh, come on.
We want people to watch. Forget about it. Molly's.
Oh, we want people to watch. I never did the poop word of the day today.
That's okay. We could go a day without it.
You think so?
I think so. Save it for Friday.
Friday?
A healthy poop should sink to the bottom of the toilet. A floating poop could be a sign of malabsorption, and that could be a problem medically. Poop on the floor just means someone has incredibly horrible aim. That's a poop fact.
This is just too much fun. This is the educational part of the show.
Oh, really?
Yes.
This is how we're educating people? People are like, oh, my God.
Well, I'll tell you right now, just because of that right there, you'll see what you're doing, and then it might save a life.
Mm. Yeah, go see a doctor. You're not making it in the bowl. Yeah. I hope you live alone. Otherwise, people are going to come after you like Britney Spears.
Exactly.
Apparently, her dogs can't make it in the bowl, and now it's everybody's problem. Oh,
God, do we have anything else to BS about? I don't even know. Don't forget about Whiskey Fest tickets. I just want to make sure you guys put that Omaha word in, that keyword Omaha, into the at the contest page on bigpartyshow.com. And get some merch, and we're going to do yourself a good hat. Boom, 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 boom.
Yes, the merch. And then also, hey, keep an eye out in your email inbox for our first ever newsletter. Bah, 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 bah. The Party Line. That went out on Monday, so maybe you want to check your spam in case you missed it. But it's fun. It's like all sorts of like what's going on. So Whiskey Fest details. We've got Rebecca Rosen coming up on the 23rd.
Yep.
So people want to be sure to email us and let us know if you want to get in on that. And then also just like fun little things. What's going on fit check wise? What's coming up in September?
Oh, my jorts going like to make the fit check.
Yeah, jorts. Jorts did not make the fit check. But if you want to learn more, you can also go to our website to sign up to get the newsletter, bigpartyshow.com. And that's thanks to Bythewood Creative, been around since 2015. Thank you so much, Rachel, at Bythewood.
Yeah.
Bythewoodcreative.com. They are the ones behind notable Omaha events like Omaha Whiskey Fest. So they have tailored solutions built specifically for each client. So think like big agency results without that big agency price tag, bythewoodcreative.com.
And I do want to remind you guys that this Friday is Oktoberfest over at Lucky Bucket.
Yes.
Go to luckybucket.beer and get tickets. But we'll share it on our Big Party Show Facebook page and also in the show notes as well. And also Omaha Whiskey Fest is, in fact, on the 4th of October, Saturday. It's a good time. So you're going to want these tickets. And if not, just get tickets and go. All right. We're going to leave you with motivation. You good with that?
Yes. I hope so.
I hope so.
I never know.
A little palate cleansing right here.
Okay.
There you go.
Remember a year ago, those problems that felt so heavy, so endless. Look at you now. You handled it. You made it through. You're still here. Aww. Still standing. It's easy to get caught in the what-ifs to worry about everything that could go wrong. But don't forget, you have a track record of surviving hard things. So today, instead of feeding the worry, honor your strength. Ooh. Use that energy to dream, to plan, to move forward. Because if you made it through that, you can make it to whatever comes next. You've got this.
There you go. That's so beautiful.
Hey, I don't have all garbage.
No, I know, but I still watch it like a dog that's been hit. Like, I'm still like, I don't, is it gonna all of a sudden be like, because you've done odd things, like poop.
I wanted to never put a toilet flush or a flush.
Please don't do that. Let it just be pretty and beautiful and send us into the rest of the week on a good note.
And Friday, by the way, is Fun Factory. We got that going on. We'll also, remind you about, the keyword and how to get those tickets. And then, outside of that, have a great next couple of days, and we'll talk to you then. Have a safe one. Be nice to everybody and do yourself good.